Dear Francis Lopez, Esquire, I'm writing to tell you about a magical thing that I have found. I'm writing this from the bathroom floor where it's cool, waiting on my Powerade and French fries to arrive. It's not a good morning. The sun is too bright. The family loading into their car outside couldn't be louder. I have these memories from last night, and I need to get them down before they fade because I'm not sure how real they are. Last night, I took off driving into the mountains. I wanted to see the crest, to look out at Albuquerque. And you have to understand. You really have to understand. Things have not been going well for me lately. I grabbed a water bottle from the pantry for the road. It was right next to the vodka I got for Sarah's birthday party. Why not? I drank half the water bottle and filled up the rest. The highway was dark and no one was out. My stomach started to grumble. I hadn't eaten since lunch. I wasn't feeling it. I just kept driving. The stars were the only light beyond the canyon. Where was I going? What would I find there? I don't know. But I drank my vodka and sang my campfire songs I learned in Girl Scouts. I missed the turn off to the crest. I think. I don't know. Maybe I decided not to go that way. I ended up on a winding road, curving into the dark cliff walls. But every now and again, in the slalom, I could see a glimpse of lights. There was a city at the end of this road, and I was going to find it. Maybe they'd have a Wendy's? Or maybe it's too late for one to be open. I wouldn't know. The clock in my car is broken. The thing about vodka is that it tastes better the more you drink it, so I didn't really think of it as drinking at all. Besides, it's not that hard to drive when you're drunk. It's really not. The zigzagging road was heading into a valley. I could see myself getting further away from the stars. Couldn't see them at all anymore. Then I rounded a corner to see a city. Small city in the late night. Where was I? I tried to check my phone, but, you know, I was driving. There are people walking around on the streets. The lights are on in all the windows. It's so late for people to be out. All the street lights work here, unlike in the city. They don't flicker. They hold steady. The lights make it impossible to see the stars or the cliffs. It's so black out there. I finished my water bottle, so I looked for a gas station. I could fill up my car while I was there. There was one on the corner a few blocks away. It stood under immaculate streetlights, tall and competent. The signs didn't advertise any price for gas. Maybe the pumps weren't working? What else is new? I'd had to get someone on the way out of town. When I went in, the man behind the counter stared at me. I ducked behind a tequila display, but he could see me in the overhead mirror. Screw it, I'll get tequila. I didn't want to be here any longer than I had to be. The man at the counter said, "You've been drinking tonight? Some. Well, enjoy it." I got in my car and looked for a Wendy's. But everything was local and no one had drive-thrus. Time to get out of here. I drove to the edge of town and headed out into the darkness. My eyes burned. I wasn't sure what road I was on. I thought it was the highway. I drove toward the light in the distance, but I must have gotten turned around because all I saw when I reached them was the gas station and the main road it lived on. I didn't feel good, and I started to worry I wouldn't get home. I decided to do the responsible thing, and I looked for a place to stay. I didn't have any other choice. It was really late. Probably. I found a motel on the edge of town, under a set of street lamps that kept the shadows out. I went into the lobby, but the front desk was empty. In its place was a note that said, "Room 4 is open, check out 6 p.m. Maybe that's why the town was so busy at night. I went to room 4, and I lay down to sleep. The room started spinning, and the outlook did not appear good if I stayed in this bed. So I took the blanket from the bed, and I slept on the floor in the bathroom, which is where I currently lay. It was an ugly night. But this place is so beautiful. It's alight with life. It's a flash in the darkness. I wish I could show you where it is so you could come and see it, but my phone's location won't turn on. Reception isn't great in this valley. I don't know, it's strange. I heard that family loading up their car to leave earlier, but looking out the window, the car is still there. It's not packed up at all. I guess they aren't leaving town today. Love, a woman on the road.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our Season 1 of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.